When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2164. Struggle to get out of bed this morning? Here's why. It's not what you think. For Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com, and I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator today and every day. It's a relatively short podcast, usually fewer than 10 minutes, where I read one article to you from the best blogs on the planet with permission from the authors. And on that note, let's keep this short, get right to today's post, and start optimizing your life. Struggle to get out of bed this morning? Here's why. It's not what you think. By Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. It's my first day back in Camp 308, my co-working space in Pererenan, Bali, this morning after a relaxing four-day break in the south part of the island. And I'm feeling fantastic. I'm energized. I'm excited to work on my projects. A lot of small stuff that was bothering me last week now seems trivial. And I'm happy to be sitting here writing to you. But that couldn't be more different to how I felt Tuesday last week, just before my break started, which seems like a good thing to talk about today. So here's something to remember. There's no such thing as doing too much, only not recovering enough. I'll repeat that again just so it really sinks in. There is no such thing as doing too much, only not recovering enough. It seems obvious, and yet it's amazing how many people I meet who lack balance and common sense in the way that they manage their energy. You see, there are three different kinds of exhaustion. Saturation, being sick of doing the same thing over and over. Tiredness, running your energy down during the day, and fatigue, depleting your maximum daily energy over time. Why is understanding that so important? Because when you know what the three kinds of exhaustion are, you can start working out which one you're suffering from. And when you know what kind of exhaustion you're suffering from, it becomes easy to design ways to manage your energy more effectively. The secret to solving saturation is simple. When you're sick of working on one kind of activity, take a break or do something different. Think of it like this. If all you ate was spaghetti bolognese every meal for a week, you'd be so sick of it you wouldn't even want to hear the word spaghetti again for a month. But if you interleave it with other kinds of food, you could happily eat spaghetti on a regular basis and enjoy it every week for the rest of your life. What that means is you should try and avoid working on any one project or task exclusively for so long you get sick of it. Anyhow, the two kinds of exhaustion that I see people struggle with most, the two that I struggled with for years and years, are tiredness and fatigue. You see, our internal batteries work kind of like mobile phones. We all know that we need to recharge at the end of each day and maybe even get a quick top up in after lunch, or there's a good chance we'll run out of steam when we're halfway through an important phone call or responding to emails. That's tiredness. And solving tiredness is what sleeping and naps are for. But what most of us don't realize is that the quality of our batteries, the maximum charge they can hold, also goes down over time. I'm still using the iPhone 6S I bought 5 years ago from a dodgy backstreet market in Beijing. And I remember when that bad boy would last me a whole day on one single charge. These days, I'm lucky if I get 4 hours of work out of it. And it does that weird thing where it gets to 15% and then just shuts down without warning, just when I need to find out where my Uber is. The phenomenon is fatigue, and it's incredibly important because I'd guess over 95% of the people I meet, coach, and work with suffer from it chronically. And many of them don't even realize it. In fact, many of them have been so fatigued for so long that they don't even remember what it's like to wake up with a full battery running at its fullest capacity. Worse, I meet people every day who are saturated and tired and fatigued and have no idea how unnecessarily hard that's making life for them and the people around them, which is crazy. Can you imagine how much more productive and happier we would all be if we weren't trying to get through every day with a battery that's worn down to a stub? Anyway, the solution to chronic fatigue is simple. Take at least 3 to 4 days of consecutive holiday days, and I mean real recovery days, every couple of months. Ideally, you should do this at least once every 4 to 5 weeks. If you're really run down, you may need a much longer break to reset your system. It took me approximately 6 months to fully recover after 3 years at McKinsey. I didn't even realize how compromised my energy was until I finally got back to normal. This is the biological equivalent of replacing your mobile phone battery. And doing it won't just supercharge your ability to get big stuff done, it will literally rock your world. You just listened to the post titled, "Struggle to Get Out of Bed This Morning? Here's Why, It's Not What You Think," by Arthur Worsley of theartofliving.com. Thank you to Arthur. It's the weekend if you're listening in real time, so what better time to try to recharge and get out of that tired or fatigued state? Maybe not just recharge, but replace that battery. If you're not listening in real time, maybe take note and see if you can pull off just a couple of vacation days and see how it goes. As he said, chronic fatigue and tiredness is really common. So let's see what we can do to charge back up. Thank you for being here and listening on the weekend. Again, if you're listening in real time, of course. Have a restful rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.